What's the average health IQ? Some answers on today's edition of Family Health. Here's Dr. Harold C. Thompson, an osteopathic family physician.
The amount of medical information available today is far greater than in previous times. In fact, it's easy to get overwhelmed by the volume of information out there. Adding to the confusion is the fact that medical science progresses rapidly, and the popular wisdom of today may prove obsolete tomorrow. Experts suggest that medical professionals and drug companies often overestimate patients' knowledge of medical issues or simply use unclear language. One recent study showed that 85% of parents misread their children's over-the-counter medicines, reportedly believing they could give the medication to children younger than two, even though labels warned against it. In an attempt to improve the average person's health literacy, doctors and nurses are increasingly trained to use plain language, that is, clear and simple information that the average person can easily understand. This push for simplicity in medical communication applies to the healthcare system overall, a daunting system for many people to understand. Choosing between health insurance plans involves calculating and comparing multiple sets of premiums, copays, and deductibles. Ideally, this information should be written as concisely and plainly as possible so that people can make informed decisions. Still, it's often best to just talk to a live insurance agent who can explain the plan and answer your questions. According to the National Assessment of Adult Literacy, only 12% of adults have proficient health literacy, while 9 out of 10 adults lack the skills needed to manage their health and prevent diseases. About 30 million people have lower than basic health literacy. These adults are also more likely to report their health as poor and are more likely to lack health insurance. Basic health literacy involves being able to take medicines correctly and knowing ideal cholesterol and blood sugar levels. Factors such as education, culture, language, and age can all affect a person's health literacy and should be taken into account by health professionals. More than anything else, the communication skills of medical professionals govern the rise and fall of health literacy. The better doctors and nurses can relate medical information to their patients and patients' families, the more informed and healthier people will be.
Family Health is produced thanks to the generous support of the Ohio Osteopathic Association. The OOA is dedicated to maintaining the high standards of osteopathic medicine and to promote healthy lifestyles. Learn more at the Ohio Osteopathic Association's website at www.oOANet.org.